Hey friends, and welcome to It's Better When You're Here podcast. My name is Pastor Michael, and I get to be the pastor of Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church, one church at two locations in Central Florida. This is the sermon that we preach this week. I hope that the message inspires you and encourages you and reminds you that God loves you. All right, here's the message.
So this morning, I asked Becca to read that passage for two reasons. The first is, there are just a couple of Bible verses that make me cry like I've just seen a commercial, and this is one of them. Every time I read this passage, I get verklempt, as my mother used to say. I get a little choked up. I love the passage because Mary Magdalene is seen in her totality, but more on that in just a moment. The other reason, I think this is important to say out loud, is that the very first person to proclaim that Christ is risen was a woman, and the church for so long has forgotten that and has said that women can't be pastors. And the thing is that Jesus said that women could be pastors when he said, Mary, will you go tell all the men who are too scared to be out and about that I'm actually risen from the dead? And so I think it's important that we hear that gospel proclaimed from a voice that had been silenced by the church for generations. But the reason why I get a little choked up every time I read that passage is because of the person of Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a woman who followed Jesus from the very beginning. And Mary Magdalene was a woman that came with a lot of burdens. One of the accounts of Mary Magdalene is said that she was possessed by seven demons. I won't talk about demons very much. I'm a United Methodist pastor. It's kind of like a thing that we just don't really cover. But in that time, that could have mean a myriad of different things for Mary. Mary could have had a physical disability, could have had some sort of mental health crisis. When they didn't know what was wrong with someone, they would say, oh, that's just a demon. You either had a common cold or a demon during Jesus's time. And Mary Magdalene had seven. And the thing about the number seven is, in biblical terms, that just means that she was totally filled. It was something over her entire life. Seven is the number of completion in the Bible. And so another way of describing Mary Magdalene is that she was really messed up. That is what some people might have said about Mary Magdalene. And in my mind, I don't know what Mary struggled with. It could have been some sort of addiction. It could have been some sort of mental health disorder. It could have been something that caused other people to see her and say, she is completely full of the devil. Yeah, that's a drone. That's not the devil. It is funny that I said the devil and then we heard a weird noise, okay? Just calling it out. I don't have ADHD. Don't worry about it. But Mary was someone that when she walked into the room, people said, oh no, Mary is here. When she was walking down the street, people would go to the other side of the street. Mary, it gets me verklempt to think about it now. Mary was the kind of person that people would pretend that they were doing something important on their phone when she walked up. Mary probably carried some sort of smell around. Mary was someone that people didn't want to be around. Mary was forgotten, and she was on the margins. And Mary's life was changed by Jesus. And it wasn't just his resurrection, and more on that in just a moment. But Mary's life, the day to day, those 3 years that Jesus was in ministry, changed Mary's life. She developed a personality. She developed friends. She walked around. She had a purpose. She was a disciple of Jesus. She meant something to someone, and that someone was Jesus. So in Jewish custom and tradition, when someone dies around the Sabbath, it is unclean for you to address the body. Here in our culture, we have this weird relationship with death where we just kind of leave it to professionals. But in the culture of Palestine during the time of Jesus and to this day, death is something that your family gets involved in. And Jesus died on Friday night, and so the Sabbath was that he was just hurried into the tomb and kind of forgotten and left there. But Mary knew that something had to be done to dress this body, to love this body, show appreciation to this body, to care for this body of the man that gave her purpose and meaning and identity and saw her for who she is. And so she goes as early as she can. She goes to the tomb, and just like we've already said, Christ was risen indeed. And the thing about dead people, it's very convenient. They typically stay where you put them. They don't run around very often. You know, they're good about that. They stay exactly where you put them. And so obviously Mary was a bit surprised. She didn't think, oh, he must be up and moving around, but rather thought, someone has taken our Lord. Where is he? She goes in. Some accounts say she sees some angels. In this account, she's just there. She's in the tomb. She sees that the body is not there, and she gets called woman. Now, woman is not a thing that you call people that you like, right? You know, woman. I don't think it had that same sort of context that we possess, but no one has ever been called woman and been like, wow, I feel so loved and seen, you know? Wow, they know that I'm a girl. No one feels good when they get called woman. And she turns around and she assumes that it's the gardener. A couple years ago, I was at the church and not wearing this outfit. There were a couple of trees that needed planting, and I had a Friday or a Saturday night, so I thought I might as well plant them. And I'm really good at getting all the dirt on me and not in the hole. And so I looked pretty messed up. And we have a meeting that meets every Saturday night at our church. And so I walked in to wash my hands, saying hi to a few people. And as I left, someone said, "Wait, you're the pastor? I thought you were the gardener." And that always stood out to me because what tombs have gardeners? You know, I feel like a gardener is such a unique sort of name, right? The attendant or whatever. And I was recognized as the gardener. And I was like, this means a lot to me as a Christian. I don't know if you know this. Anyways, I digress. I don't have ADHD. Don't worry about it. And so Mary gets called woman. She turns around. She doesn't recognize Jesus. This happens throughout the resurrection narratives. I don't know, you know, if dying and coming back, you know, dying, going to hell, coming back, if that puts on some pounds, if that ages you a little bit. Maybe he didn't have a chance to do his retinol routine before he went to bed, you know, and sunblock in the morning, retinol at night. And he just looked a little bit different. People couldn't recognize him. I don't know why, but I'm beginning to suspect that Mary didn't recognize Jesus because Jesus called her woman. And that's not what Jesus called Mary. Because she says, you know, supposing he's the gardener, where have you put our Lord? Tell me and I will go get him. And then he says, Mary. And in that moment, she knows exactly who he is. Called by her name, seen as a person, a whole person. And she calls him Rabboni, which is the Aramaic word for rabbi. We don't really understand this because we all, for the most part, speak pretty good English, right? And we just have the one language. But in Jesus's time, it was common to use formal language with leaders. And so you would call him rabbi in the Hebrew as a form of respect. But those that were really close would call them in the common tongue, Rabboni. And it was in this moment where they're sharing nicknames that Mary recognizes Jesus. Around the country today, people are going to church. And this might be the first time they've gone to church since Christmas Eve. Church people, we have funny names for them, you know, Easter bunnies or Christmas bunnies or CEOs, Christmas and Easter only. And you know, it's a funny little thing to joke about. And there's good reason for people to not go to church. I think that the church for a little bit too long has been calling people woman and man, seeing them as a number, seeing them as their problems, seeing them as what they need, seeing them as another butt in a seat. Today on this Easter morning, may I tell you that this church, this community, sees you for who you are, by your name, can call you by your name and see you as a person, because that's the Christ that I serve. That's the risen Lord that I serve. That's the risen Lord that we worship here today. So Jesus calls her Mary. Mary calls him Rabboni. And then something happens. Jesus says, other people need to know that I'm alive, and so I need you to go and tell people. Mary then goes and tells the men. They don't believe her. Then they go and they're like, all right, fine, whatever. And then a man tells them that Jesus is risen from the dead. And then they're like, oh, now we believe it. And they're like, that's, yeah, that makes sense. Typical men. But from there, they then go and tell the rest of the world that actually death is not the final thing, that death doesn't have the last say, that life, that love has actually won today, that Christ is risen from the dead. All of us are able to rise from our sins, to be called by our name and not the thing that is holding us back. So this Easter morning, I want you to hear a few things. The first, I want you to hear that the Christ that called Mary by her name calls you today by your name. And furthermore, that the message that Christ is risen is something that we get to tell again and again and again as we see all the people for who they are. If you look over there, there's the book shed, the she shed, and the share shed. A lot of SHs. That would have been really hard when I had a speech impediment. But the share shed is an establishment in Highland City. If you're on Facebook, I'm sorry. But also, if you're on Facebook and in the Highland City group, you know that the share shed is very important to a lot of people here. This is a place where people can leave books, and then they just stay there. No one's picking up any of the books. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But also, they can put food, diapers, things that people need, and those things go really quick. I'm actually surprised we haven't seen some people come and pick some stuff up while we've been here together. If a car's pulled up, that's what's happening. Another thing that happens is sometimes people that sleep outside will come here because that's a place you can get out from underneath the rain. It's a comfortable little place where you can come and you can sleep. And some people don't like that. They don't like when people sleep outside. And so they call authorities. And apparently this is a problem area because sometimes people like to sleep outside here. I just want to stand here and say that I'm so glad that we have a place where people feel safe enough to come and sleep. Because I know that if Jesus turned the corner, you know, sometimes it's tough. It's early in the morning. You're surprised by someone who's sleeping outside. I get it. But I know that Jesus would call them by their name and know their name and know their struggles and know that they are seen. And so, friends, when we go out into the world and we see all the people that sleep outside, the people that sleep inside, the people that are trying their best, the people that are filled with seven demons, the people that are filled with just one, the people that have reclaimed their life and they know who they are, the people who are one day sober, the people who are 10 years sober, the people who are trying their best and not doing enough. We see all of the people. What if today we received the bread and the cup, and we carried that grace so we could see all the people? Let's pray together.
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that this message connected with you and inspired you. Please reach out to us on social media or through our website. We would love to know if this is your church family. If this message meant something to you, please share it with someone that you know or you love, or share it on social media. We know that it would be so much better with you here, so much better with the whole world, knowing of God's great love for all of us. Have a great week. Be blessed.